KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young, joined in studio with Eric Cease. Eric, would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you're talking with us about?
Sure. I'm directing a show by Julie Jensen called Last Lists of My Mad Mother at Old Town Actors Studio, and it will be on stage November 8th, 9th, 11th, 15th, and 16th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7.
Great. So tell us about your involvement in Old Town Actors Studio and maybe how you got this play.
Sure. I've done a number of things over at Old Town. This will be the fourth show that I've directed, and I was given an excellent directing slot here in November. The story behind this particular play is sort of interesting. Back in 1983, when I was at Notre Dame, I took a class in acting. And I was probably a fairly unforgettable student, but it was taught by Julie Jensen, and it was a really fun class, and she was pretty amazing. In fact, the following semester, a play that she wrote called Kitchen Gothic appeared on stage. Well, fast forward 30-plus years, and a buddy of mine on Facebook, who is also a Notre Dame theater guy, had Julie's picture as one of his friends. And so I thought, oh, well, what has she been up to since we've left the wilds of northern Indiana? And in fact, she was the playwright for the Salt Lake Acting Company. And she had won award after award after award for her plays. And so I thought that was amazing. And so I reconnected with her. I have no idea whether she remembered me. I certainly remembered her. And we had several conversations. But when I was given this directing slot, I asked her if I could potentially do one of her shows. And she sent me a few scripts, one of which is Last Lists of My Mad Mother. And I'm really excited to do that. It's a beautiful play.
Excellent. So this all happened within the past few months?
Since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you got the script from her. I mean, you're practically neighbors now.
Well, we are. She's almost on my doorstep here. So that's really great. In fact, she's hoping to come up and see the show.
Great. And the show dates again?
The 8th, the 9th, the 11th, 15th, and the 16th at Old Town Actor Studio at 427 North Main. And doors open at 7 and the show starts at 7:30.
Great. And what's the cast in this?
There are three women in the cast. The story is actually the story of a woman who is sort of descending into dementia and her two daughters who take care of her. One who lives with her and dad and doesn't really get to have much of a life, and the other who helpfully phones in advice from across the country. Ma is played by Diana Potter. Dot, who is the live-in daughter, is played by Misty Trevino, and Sis is played by Jordan Kress.
So this is quite the small cast, then, if you only have three.
Right. And then my assistant director is my wife, Karen Cease, and she's been amazing.
Okay. And lighting and things like that at OTAS?
I'll be running the lighting and things. I've been working with Bob and Sherry there to take care of all the tech stuff, but it'll be on my shoulders, I suppose.
The great part about the Pocatello acting community is Everybody is so well-versed.
Well, we all tend to work together, so it's great.
So this subject totally hits home with quite a few people being caretakers.
I think a lot of people will really connect with this because this is such a prevalent issue. But what I love about this show is that it's not as depressing as it might seem like it would be given the subject. Jensen's writing is really humorous and charming and touching and, you know, sort of a challenge sometimes. But I think that people will see in this show some things that they've experienced themselves. And I'm amazed at how charming this script is, considering the subject matter.
Wow, this sounds great. How do people get tickets for OTAS?
To get tickets, you go to oldtownactorsstudio.net, and the tickets are available there. Make sure it's Actors Studio to get that double S there. Oldtownactorsstudio.net, and there's a ticket link on that site.
Great. And it should be known that you need to make reservations because shows sell out.
Yeah, the shows are likely to have a fairly large audience. And so I would recommend that you get tickets as soon as you possibly can because this is a show you're not going to want to miss.
KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young. Thanks to Eric Cease, director of Last Lists of My Mad Mother, written by Salt Lake City playwright Julie Jensen, playing in Pocatello. More at oldtownactorsstudio.net.